We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Unashem Chayin Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shvi'is, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes. We are going to continue our discussion of removing stones, a little bit of a review. We had mentioned in previous Mishnahs that you're not permitted to clear very large sections of rock, let's say a rock pile, a stone fence, and we did that because we said that because people will suspect that the person who's removing the rocks is preparing the land for cultivation during the Shemitah year. This is all during the Shemitah year. When the rock pile, let's say, is made into a quarry before the Shemitah year, which we mentioned, or let's say the fence and the rock have certain specifications, certain measurements, the height of 10 tefachim, and the stones are a certain size, so then everybody knows you're removing the rocks for the purposes of building, then we said it was allowed. We also said in previous Mishnayos that if a person is not allowed to take away small stones from his own field, unless he leaves some type of layer below, maybe straw, maybe a layer of rock, or let's say it's very close to the wall he's building. Remember, we spoke about stretching out your hand. If I can actually, I'm right near the wall, then I can stretch out my hand to remove a small rock from the field. Otherwise, it's a problem. It looks like you're clearing the field for planting. Our mission now is going to give the size of a stone, of a large stone, which we allow you to remove all the time. No one would assume that you're removing this for any purpose other than using it for building. Any stones that are smaller than the size we're going to specify in the Mishnah, then you have to follow all of the rules of the previous Mishnahs. And this is all removing from your own field. We've mentioned in the past that if you're removing someone else's field, that does not, you can even take small stones because no one suspects a person of clearing his friend's field for the purposes of cultivation during the Shemitah year. So says the Mishnah, Avnei Kasef, Bos Mikomakom, literally means shoulder stones, very large stones, which we're going to define the exact size a little bit later. So these I'm allowed to take Mikomakom. I can take them from anywhere or clear them from any field. If they're shoulder size stones, obviously they're being used for building and no one's going to suspect you of anything. And the Mishnah says, v'hakablan, and if you're a contractor, then it may be mekomakom. The contractor is, we know, obviously, he can take stones from any size, from any place, and even from his own field. Obviously, he's a professional, and no one's suspecting him of clearing the field for planting. He obviously is using it for construction purposes. Therefore, that would be allowed, even small stones. Yerushalmi makes a point on the previous halacha that when we speak about from any place, which says mikomakom, it means even from his own field. Remember that removing someone else's field, that I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that's obvious. Mikomakom means even from your own field. But those are avnei kasef, only when they're large. Mishnah continues, ve'eluhim avnei kasef. Oh, so let's see what they are. Machlokes, how we define these shoulder stones, stones that are large enough in size that we assume that you're allowed to remove them from anywhere. Says the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, kol she'eino yichola lehinatel ba'achas yad, divrei Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, a stone which has to be carried with both hands, that's a shoulder stone. And there would we don't assume there's any suspicion on those that you can remove from anywhere. It was carried either with both hands or on your shoulder, but generally a person cannot carry any more than one of these at a time. So that's why they're called Avnei Kasef. Either you'd carry them on your shoulder or you would obviously need both hands to carry. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avnei Kasef Kishman, says Rabbi Yossi, he's even more makil, more lenient. He says that they're called shoulder stones, all right? What does it mean, Avnei, in plural, stones in plural, which means that you actually can carry more than one on your shoulder. So that may mean that, so Avnei in plural, so according to Rabbi Yossi, sounds like we're permitted to carry stones that are a little bit smaller than the one that Rabbi Meir is speaking about. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's only where I could carry one on my shoulder. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, they can be small enough where a person could actually carry two of them. And he explains, kol shehein nitalos shtayim shelo shalakasef, meaning, any that can be carried two or three at a time on the shoulder. So the stones of a size that where you could carry two or three, on your shoulder at the same time, those are also large enough, each one alone, to be considered a, avnei kasef in that category, or to allow you to remove them from any place, that you would like. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod, habone goder. Beino vein reshus harabim. Person is during the Shemitah year, he wants to build a wall. And the wall is going to build, he would like to build a wall as a border between his house and or his chatzer and his and the reshus harabim, the public domain. So the Mishnah says here, you're allowed to build this wall and mutter laha mikarasela. You're permitted to actually go all the way down and build the wall and clear it out and build it to the bottom all the way to the ground. Ad hasela. He's allowed to dig as far as he needs, all the way till he hits bedrock. We're not worried that he may change his mind and then he'll cultivate the field. No, it's very clear that since he is, his house, this wall rather, is going to be used as a border between his house and Rosh Hashanah, and people don't normally plant there. So that's why he's allowed to dig all the way to the ground and put up the wall over there, not going to be a problem. Now, when we speak about this this particular wall, the Bar Tanu explains that the Chachamim were afraid that after you dig the foundation for a wall, that the person may decide, you know, maybe I'm going to plant. Maybe I'm not going to build. So if my field borders someone else's field, then that makes sense. Then we have to be concerned about that. And that's why we wouldn't allow you necessarily to go all the way down to the bottom to dig out and build this wall. But when I'm building a wall on the border with the public domain, with public property, people don't normally build a wall in that area. Others explain that when we speak about digging really, even for a regular foundation for a wall, that was not allowed during Shemitah because it's similar to hoeing and preparing the earth for planting. However, the Chachamim were actually lenient, particularly in this case, because they figured, hey, a person he's building the wall obviously to protect his property. So, and it's right next to the public domain. So the Chachamim relaxed that prohibition. Not that it wouldn't apply here. It really should apply here, even though it's used as a border. But the Chachamim relaxed that prohibition because the person is afraid of people coming to steal, and that's why people are going to trespass on his property. So that's why they allow them to dig in this area and build this wall. Mishnah continues, Amaya Seba Afar. So what do you do with the dirt? I dug up the dirt and I'm building a wall and I want to get rid of the dirt. So to throw it into the field, I'm building this wall between my field and Rosh Hashanah. So when I dig up the dirt, where should it go? To throw it in the field? No, it looks like I'm using that as soil to plant. So that I can't do. So the Mishnah says in name Rabbi Yeshua, Tzovro b'Rosh Hashanah u'misakno. You pile it up in the public area. And then, literally, you repair it. What does it mean, I'm repairing it? So he says like this. I take the dirt, and I put it temporarily in Rosh Hashanah, and that's where I pile it. Obviously, that's in everybody's way. So that's what the Mishnah means, now I repair it. After I put it there for a little bit and took care of what I needed to take care of, now I remove the dirt and clear out the Rosh Hashanah to the way it used to be. That's metakno. So since I took the dirt to my field from where the pile was in Rosh Hashanah, so people aren't going to think now anymore that I'm planting that I'm using this soil to plant. So I can't take the soil that I dig out right away from this border when I'm trying to build my wall and put it right in my field. People think I'm cultivating my field, preparing it during the Shemitah year for planting. But if I pollinate Rosh Hashanah first, and then I take it out of Rosh Hashanah and put it in my field, then everyone's going to know that what am I really doing? I'm clearing out the Rosh Hashanah. That is Rabbi Yeshua's solution to this problem. Rabbi Akiva Omer, that's not a solution. The same way, he disagrees with Yeshua. Can't dispose of the dirt that way. The same way, you can't cause damage to the public domain. You're not allowed to repair it. You can't be misaking it either. Basically, Rabbi Akiva is saying is like this. You can't ruin the Rosh Hashanah even temporarily. The same way I can't do it permanently. So not only that, a person is not allowed to even clear out Rosh Hashanah by piling things, even if you didn't put them there, in a pile on the side of Rosh Hashanah, even with the intention you're going to take them out of the Rosh Hashanah afterwards. You say, oh, look, I'm doing a mitzvah here. There's the stuff strewn around, and I'm going to pile it on the side and be a big tzaddik. That you're not allowed to do. If you're picking it up, then you have to remove it completely. Get them out of Rishus HaRabim, throw them into a river, throw them into a dumping area. So Rabbi Akiva's statement against Rabbi Yeshua is as follows. Right? Here, I completely disapprove of your solution. So what should we do? That's the question. With the dirt, I'm building this wall. You said I'm allowed to build a wall between my field and the Rosh Hashanah. There's dirt as I dig up the area in order to build a wall. You told me I can't put it straight in my field because it looks like I'm planting. And now you're telling me I can't put it in Rosh Hashanah and pile it up there and then bring it out of Rosh Hashanah and put it into my field, because you don't think that's a solution to the problem. So what should he do? Ma'aseh ba'afar? So says Rabbi Akiva the following, Sovro besoch sadeu kederech hamezablim. I'll tell you, you can put it directly in your field, but it has to be piled the same way you pile the fertilizer. Bring us back to all of those measurements. If you remember, we allowed you to pile 3 heaps of dung in a besa, right? Where altogether it equaled, we had the 10 containers, 15, we had 15 sa, a lesach in each container, which ended up being 150 sa. So that we showed, right? We remember in the past, that was in the second mission of the Perek. That showed my intention that I'm clearly not using the dung for fertilizer. I'm just here piling into here. So that's what I'm going to do here. Similarly, when I want to take this dirt, when I'm building my wall, I put it in my field, but I pile it up the same way I pile up the fertilizer. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chein ha-chofer bor v'shiach u'ma'ara. The same Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva argue, how do I get rid of the dirt that I dug up during the Shemitah year? They argue about this, by the way, during the non-Shemitah year. The same way, Rabbi Yeshua will hold that if you dig a pit, a ditch, or a ma'aro, or some type of a cave during any year, I'm allowed to take the dirt and dump it temporarily in Rosh Hashanah, as long as I remove it. Rabbi Akiva says, that's not allowed. You can't even keep in Rosh Hashanah temporarily.